I heard an opening bid at 400. Yeah, I think I have that same problem by me. I haven't even set up APRS on this radio yet. I did set it up on the Kenwood, and even bought a stupid $5 app to see if I was hitting any digipeters, and I don't think there's anything out by me. I used to do it when I was driving all over the place at my old job. That was cool. The 200 would always pump out my APRS beacon, but I think my route, I wouldn't beacon until I got to, like, Hall Road. So, but yeah, no, it's a sweet radio, but unless you live, you know, in handheld distance to some set of repeaters, I don't know that it's worth it. Or if you're doing the APRS, or you're big on D-Star and you're buying a D-Star repeater. But even then, I think there's cheaper options to do it. And the other thing, I feel like on an HT, unless you're super close and have a great line of sight, you're on 5 watts and that thing just gets hot, and then it crushes the battery. So, I don't know. That's why everyone says get a mobile for your first radio, and that's 100% the way anybody should go.